Well, Holmes, it is as real as Sherlock Holmes. They disregard our homeless bones. It's high time for a change now. Thousands of kids in B&B's, an insult to James Connolly. A bad knock for young self-esteem, for homework and young dreams. Vote them out! Build homes for working folk who paid them off in years to come, kept towns and cities running. We have to hold them to account, these I'm all right jack money louts who couldn't give a damn about essential workers' wants. White collar crime is A-OK if you've a certain resume. You just play dumb until them say, I can't recall that dealing. A few nights in the slam, he picked the nights he'd spend in jail, gave dates he'd be available.
Sun.
That was Dyat from Victoria, BC, with None But the Sun off their 2006 album No Peddlers or Preachers. Before that, Damien Dempsey with Landlords in the Government. He's an Irish musician who's been playing since the mid-1990s. That one's from his recent album Hold Your Joy, which came out in October. And before that, Kimiko Yokoi with Hanoi, Where Bougainvillea Flowers Bloom. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or go to my website at julianacyoung.com. We'll hear one now from Star Thistle, a project from the mind of Winnipeg artist Uncle Sinner. This is a cover that Star Thistle released in 2022 of the song Bye Bye Baby by Hayes Carl, a Texan songwriter and musician.
You laughed and called me lucky for having you around. You stepped up to the bar and started swaying. The crowd all sang Ophelia as we drank.
Position of judgment.
and say you done your best. You may kill the blue horse, but you cannot stop his ride. You may kill the blue horse, but you cannot stop his ride. Yeah, in the end he will watch you shrivel up.
We just heard Tanariwen with Asuf Agasuf. They're a Grammy-winning group of Tuareg musicians from Mali who formed in 1979 and are considered one of the pioneering forces behind desert blues. That's from a new unreleased and rarities album. Before that, we heard Robbie Basho with If I Had Possession. He was one of three guitarists signed to the Tacoma record label who aimed to raise steel string guitar to the level of a concert instrument, along with Leo Kottke and John Fahey. That's a version of Roll and Tumble Blues, first recorded by Hambone Willie Newburn in 1929. Robert Johnson adapted it in 1936 using the name If I Had Possession Over Judgment Day. That recording comes from the 2020 compilation album Song of the Avatars, The Lost Master Tapes, which is a collection of unheard tapes that Basho recorded between around 1965 and 1985. Before that, we heard Star Thistle with Bye Bye Baby. We'll hear one now from Fred Eaglesmith. He's an Ontario musician who hopped a freight train going west as a teenager and began writing and performing his music. This one, Things Is Changin', is the title track from his 1993 album.
Things is changin', they're not the same anymore. Things is changin', but not the way they was before when a wind would blow. And there was bound to be a storm. Now it's blowing in all directions, and only one thing's for sure, things is changing. Pray for rain, sit on the porch and watch it fall, but it doesn't really matter to anybody anymore. You buy your bread at the bakery and your beer at the liquor store, and the preacher screams from the TV screen, believe in the Lord, things is changing. Things is changing. Can't get a job, couldn't buy a job to save your life, so you go down to some kitchen just like 1935. You got a couple of children and a tear-stained wife, and you ain't trying to get ahead, you're just trying to get by. Things is changing. Things is changing. I was drinking wine with a gal that I knew. It was a one-horse town, nothing much to do. Across the street, a Greyhound coach pull into the station. Next thing I know, I'm looking down the road and she's waving. Things is changing. Things is changing. Things is changing.
Say every everything changes and the room fades away. I have just discovered that it's all right to be tender. Something I'd forgotten that's so easy to remember. Any more that I could say would just be words to get through. You make me want to sing, that's all that I can tell you. But you know, the things I didn't say, you know. The way it is today, as soon as you think of something to say, everything changes and the room fades away.
Take nobody holy to tell you that everything's going to hell. And it's already obvious to sages and fools, the many outnumber us all. But oil the lights on the rim tonight make me feel like a dreamer again. Stay with me here by the river tonight and we'll wait for the world to end and we'll dream. Today is the future it's come to, and tomorrow not broken its wing. If the past hadn't been so nearsighted, this might not be the song that I sing. If a current were flowing so swiftly, we might have the faith to believe and begin. Stay with me here by the river tonight and we'll wait for the world
was Eric Wood with Wait for the World. He's a musician from Ohio who got his start in New York City in the late 1970s, playing with musicians like Suzanne Vega and John Gorka. That's from his 1997 album, Letters from the Earth. Before that, we heard Antonia Lamb with Everything Changes. She was a musician, dancer, actor, writer, and astrologer who was active in the Greenwich Village and LA folk scenes in the 1960s. That's from her 1978 debut album, Easy to Love Her. And before that, Fred Eaglesmith with Things Is Changin'. We'll hear one now from David Rovics. He's a topical singer-songwriter based in Oregon who's been playing since the 1990s.
The General's Plan. Bombing daily for well over a year. A death sentence for everyone here. The Lancet said it's 200K killed. Body parts strewn, mass graves filled. Shooting at families, then when medics arrive, shoot again, leave no child alive. They announced their intentions to clear the north, and they rolled in the tanks, firing forth. How many months now with nothing to eat? A 20-mile strip of rubble-strewn streets with no power, no water, schools destroyed, an occupying army completely devoid of one little trace of morality. After totally demolishing Gaza City, Beit Hanun, Zaytun, Jabalia, Khan Yunis, Dera al-Bala, and Beit Lahia, destroying everything everywhere, producing their own footage as if to dare anyone else to do anything, to stop the destruction of everything. To stop them from killing everyone, every daughter and every son, a zone of carnage, ruins, and drones that won't even leave a living child alone. To starve them out is just what they say, as the airstrikes are called in day after day, as the disembodied heads and hands scattered across this forsaken land get bulldozed into the ground to hide the Holocaust, where everyone died, killed by Biden, by Netanyahu, to colonize for the chosen few. The Western media equivocates, along with the leaders of the Western states. Are they really aiming to kill them all? Maybe we should do something to try to forestall the end of this ancient civilization. But they just stand alongside the genocide nation. Who knew Jabalia would end like this? The ghost of another apocalypse. They're calling it the General's Plan. Laying waste to whatever they can, mechanized warfare run by AI, where anyone living is subject to die, higher tech killing than ever before, across the Atlantic plans being made for condos on the Mediterranean Sea, where the people of Gaza used to be.
ならないでそっと眠りなさい。 Tree Canada's National Greening Program, native tree seedlings are planted across Canada, creating a widespread impact. The planted trees provide habitat, prevent soil erosion, and reforest areas that have suffered tree loss due to pests, weather, etc. Tree Canada performs 1, 2, and 5-year assessments to ensure tree survival is similar to natural forests. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Thank you.
was Mama's Broke with Black Rock Beach. They're a duo from Nova Scotia who've been playing together for a decade. That was from their 2017 album, Count the Wicked. Before that, we heard Michaels with Sleep Softly, My Boy. That's a Japanese translation of the Vietnamese song Go to Sleep, Baby by the songwriter Chin Kong Sun. Before that, we heard David Rovics with The General's Plan. We'll hear one now from John Ungayak. He's a Yupik singer-songwriter born in Nightmute, Alaska in 1941. After serving in Vietnam in the U.S. Armed Forces, he enrolled in the University of Alaska and became active in the school's Indigenous Language Workshop. He recorded this one live in Nuuk, Greenland in 1983.
In Alaska, we play a little rock and roll. This is called Iluga Chungakam, meaning my friend. Basically, the song is about my friend composing song down the river. And this is how he does it.
Trouble of mine, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always, 'cause the sun's gonna shine my back door someday. Gonna lay my head down on some railroad tracks. When the train comes along, I'm gonna snatch it back. My girl, she quit me, and it surely was my mind. Kept me worried and blue all the time. Thank you.
if drinking whiskey would bring my baby nigh, I'd go to town, try to drink it dry. My best girl, she quit me, didn't even shake my hand. Well, that's all right, someday you'll understand.
Give me your hand and pity me. But I'm afraid it's policy, your love, it is so new. Young men, they are deceiving and bearing in their minds. Publish the ban, give me your hand, and forever I'll prove kind. Hand in hand to church they went and joined the world for life. Instead of catching salmon, he got a prudent wife. Hand in hand to church they went and joined the world for life. Instead of catching salmon, he caught a prudent wife.
We just heard In Cupid's Court from the folk song collector Helen Creighton's 1962 album of Canadian maritime folk music. She recorded that one from Grace Clergy of East Pepeswick, Nova Scotia, in July of 1951. It was a popular traditional song when she recorded it from him, and it likely comes from the Maritime Provinces. Before that, we heard Aukerville River with Trouble in Mind. They're a band from Texas that was formed by the musician Will Sheff in 1998. That was from the 10th anniversary edition of their 2005 album Black Sheep Boy. Trouble in Mind was written by jazz pianist Richard M. Jones in the vaudeville blues style and first recorded by Thelma Lavizzo in 1924. It's since become a standard in multiple roots genres. Before that, we heard John Ungayak with Ilu Archungaka. I've got another tune for you before I leave you for the week, but first I'd like to remind you that you can access the archives for this show and many others online anytime at ckuw.ca/programs. I post a high-quality recording of the show to stream or download, and the notes I make about the music we play, over at my website, juliannacyoung.com. If you head over there, you can also find a list of themed episodes we've done over the years. You can sign up for my newsletter there as well, where I'll send you a monthly roundup of interesting links I've come across during my research. If you want to get in touch, you can reach me at ckowbarkingdog@gmail.com. I'll leave you with one from Leonard Podolak. He's a banjo player and founding member of Winnipeg folk band The Ducks. His father Mitch was the founder of the Winnipeg Folk Festival, and he taught Leonard to play the banjo. This one, Patty on the Railroad, is off a compilation album of banjo music from 2007 called Old Time Banjo Festival. Take care. Thank you.
Yesterday morning I woke up quite early, drawn tight through my dreams like a fish on the line. Through the wide open window I could see them quite clearly, coming over the mountains, the signs of the times. Do you remember the dancing days, darling, when hope was a nickel and dreams were a dime? Now they're slipping like sand through the hands of the dancer. The fiddler's last tune is the signs of the times. By the gates of the city, the old men are sleeping, their shopping cart dreams filled with roses and wine. They can smell the trouble coming for a mile and a quarter. The cop on the corner, the signs of the times. Do you remember the dancing days, darling, when hope was a nickel and dreams were a dime? Now they're slipping like sand through the hands of the dancer. The fiddler's last tune is the signs of the times. On the table, the hands on the plow, the hands joined together, now reaching for mine. The hand on the button, the hands making music, the one speaking silently, signs of the times. Do you remember the dancing days, darling, when hope was a nickel and dreams were a dime? Now they're slipping like sand through the hands of the dancer. The fiddler's last tune is the signs of the times. Come all of you sleepers so restlessly dreaming, looking for things that you don't want to find. The answers are there if you ask the right questions. Just pay close attention to the signs of the times. Do you remember the dancing days, darling, when hope was a nickel and dreams were a dime? Now they're slipping like sand through the hands of the dancer. The fiddler's last tune is the signs of the times.
From the University of Winnipeg, this is CKUW 95.9 FM Campus Community Radio.
With your CKUW Friends card, you are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM. And with a Friends card, your dollars will get you more at
the King Cobb Market Pub at 580 Ellis Avenue, your local arts and craft beer pub. With a rotating selection of local beer, art, music, and Southern-inspired pub eats, your 10% discount on all food and selected taps makes this West End neighborhood pub an ideal place to start and or even be your next night out. Be sure to check out their Bella Vista nights every Wednesday for free live music sponsored by CKUW 95.9 FM. Fiercely local.
Join CKUW's community.